Veteran dies after alleged attack by speeding DoorDash driver. By Catherine Hamilton on May 26, 2026. A 75-year-old veteran has tragically died after allegedly being punched by a DoorDash driver he asked to slow down as he drove through his neighborhood in Michigan. The veteran, Lloyd Poole, was left in a coma and never regained consciousness after the driver allegedly attacked him outside of his home late last year in Wixom, the Daily Mail reported. The Oakland County Prosecutor's Office confirmed that Poole died last week after being at the hospital in critical condition since December 28. The accused attacker, 40-year-old Ryan Turner, was originally charged with aggravated assault. Prosecutors said they are considering whether to upgrade Turner's charges after Poole's death, per the report. Our office was saddened to learn of Lloyd Poole's passing, prosecutors said. We will continue to seek justice for the Poole family. We are reviewing the case against his alleged assailant and may amend charges as appropriate based on the evidence. Poole's daughter, Jen Shaw, said her father was walking his dogs like he always does when Turner sped through his neighborhood. The neighborhood, where Poole had lived for decades, does not have sidewalks, so residents often walk in the roadway. The guy sped past, and my dad called out to him that he needed to slow down, Shaw previously told the outlet. Shaw alleged that Turner drove past her dad and finished his delivery before driving through the neighborhood again. Poole called out to him again to slow down. The following moments were reportedly captured on a neighbor's surveillance camera. Shaw said her father left his porch to write down the driver's license plate number and Turner stopped his car and got out. The two men exchanged words before Turner allegedly sucker-punched Poole, dropping the veteran to the ground, according to the report. Then out of nowhere, the guy punches my father on the side of the head, she said. He doesn't even try to defend himself. I don't think he saw it coming. Poole suffered a head injury when he dropped to the pavement. Shaw alleged that Turner got back in his car and drove away, leaving her father lying in the road. Police said Turner admitted to hitting Poole and fleeing the scene. Turner has reportedly claimed he acted in self-defense because he allegedly felt threatened, an explanation Shaw called ridiculous. Poole was rushed into emergency surgery for a severe brain bleed and remained unconscious for months, according to the report. Turner had faced assault-related charges connected to a 2022 road rage incident, the outlet reported, citing court records. That incident was downgraded to a lesser offense. Turner has also racked up several driving violations, including a suspended or invalid license, per the report. DoorDash condemned the alleged attack and told the outlet the company has permanently removed the individual's access to the platform. The company said it is working with law enforcement. After the initial alleged attack, Turner was released on $3,500 bond.